Stewart Street's longtime friend, Howie Humphreys, had called the lieutenant with a rather distressing tale about slumping business. Humphreys owned and operated a number of movie theaters throughout the Seattle area. Street decided to pay a visit to his depressed friend.
Howie, you look terrible.
I'll tell you, Street, I'm going to be run out of business in no time.
What's the problem anyway?
Oh, it's that demon Dobnosky.
Oh, you're telling me he's out of jail?
Well, you ought to know. Not only is he out, he's in the movie theater business. You see, his places are run down and travesty to the business in general.
So what's the problem? Is he strong-arming the business away from you?
Oh, I don't know, Street. Business-wise, he's just killing me. You know, no one really likes him either. You ask people who go to his theaters, they'll tell you his popcorn prices are exorbitant, his seat's cheap and uncomfortable. Even the film distributors don't like him. You know, yet his concession sales are so high that he's able to outbid me on all the best films.
Well, why don't the distributors like him?
Well, he always pays them as late as can be, and he returns the films in horrible shape. Like every distributor I know complains about how spliced up the films are when they get them back from Dobnosky. The guy, Street, is a real pain.
Yeah, I gotcha, Howie. Demon always did deal from the bottom of the deck. I think he's up to his old tricks, all right. It's just that you and nobody else can see them.
What? Is Street reading too much into Demon Dobnosky's dynamite business? Or is Demon a demon?
Aw, Street, I hate it when you figure things out first, but if it's gonna keep me in business, tell me.
Well, Howie, you mentioned two magic things. One, his concession sales are incredibly high, and two, his films are always spliced up when he returns them to the distributor. Knowing how unethical old Demon is, it sounds to me like he's splicing in film frames of popcorn and other goodies into the feature film. They affect the subconscious and are not noticed by the naked eye. It's called subliminal advertising, and it works.
Why, that old coot, that's unethical, all right. Is this good enough for a one-way ticket to Walla Walla Street?
I don't know, Howie, but let's give it a try.